Community colleges are a major source of transfer students in Northern Illinois. Students earn an associate's degree and continue their education at NIU for their bachelor's. The latest enrollment count shows an 8% drop in new transfer students. To address this, the university is working to boost scholarships and financial aid to attract more of these students. Saul Jensen is NIU's Vice President for Enrollment Management. He says the university is also solidifying partnerships with local community colleges by establishing connections between each institution's faculty.
And sometimes I go in the classrooms, help teach a lesson, and many times the academic departments are the ones setting up some of the transfer agreements.
Jensen says these agreements make it easier for academic departments to acknowledge a common set of standards. Then, NIU can set up transfer guides for students to plan their courses accordingly.
They can look and see specifically what kind of transfer credits are going to transfer and help them to have a better understanding of how much longer will it take for them to graduate.
Experiences differ among students. Some may begin at a community college because they don't feel ready for a four-year institution, while others go for financial reasons. Kelly Smith runs NIU's first and second-year experience program. She says the students take part in a one-credit course called the Transfer Experience to get them up to speed at a common level.
A lot of our transfer students come in and they're just not quite sure about how things work here, and some can be intimidated by the academic level of the coursework as well.
Smith says developing a sense of community is one of the hardest aspects of being a transfer student. So there are individual groups, academic advisors, and a mentorship program.
We have transfer peer mentors, usually about 80 strong coming into the fall semester who really want to connect with new transfer students.
NIU graduate Molly Ginn first earned an associate's degree in mass communication at Sauk Valley Community College. She transferred to get more in-depth instruction on her desired career path.
So I was able to focus on kind of the interpersonal communication and stuff like that. That really fascinated me, that I didn't have quite as much of a chance to work on at the community college level.
Ginn says she had to make a few adjustments coming from a smaller college, such as taking classes in different buildings, but she noted her previous coursework was an asset.
It was a little bit overwhelming just because of how many people there were, but the good part was that since I was an upperclassman, I was able to have my specialized classes instead of the gen eds. So I had a lot of the same people in my classes, and I was able to get to know them and make some friends through that.
She just completed a master's degree at NIU in the same subject, and is now looking at various PhD programs. But Jensen says other students take a more non-traditional path toward their degrees. He calls it a transfer swirl.
You know, this is where a student may start at a four-year institution, and then go to a two-year institution, then come back. Or they'll start at a four-year and go to a two-year, and that they'll just stay with their associate's degree.
Laura Vivaldo Cholula took such a path at Elgin Community College. She majored in and earned an associate's degree in science, but took extra courses for a few years, particularly in law and medicine.
It's cheaper than what I would pay at a university, so, you know, I worked to pay for those classes, and, you know, I am the kind of person that even if I don't, you know, use that knowledge in my career in the future, it's still going to be useful.
Cholula interned at an immigration attorney's office in Elgin and decided to transfer to NIU so she could eventually attend the law school. She admits her path wasn't as direct as some students, but has advice for all transfer students.
Time management is crucial for them to be successful, and also kind of remind them that, you know, yes, you have to work, but make sure that your priority is always school.
NIU recently hired a new transfer director who's working to build dozens of additional academic partnerships. Eventually, the administration hopes to expand these partnerships to community colleges out of state, further boosting the pool for enrollment. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.